today will receive an answer for your very unique question, and you'll understand later what I'm saying. Second thing, you know, maybe even your foundation will be shaken. We've been taught certain things. You know, often my messages are based this way, upon this. The Lord allows me to release certain revelations with time, and right now is the time to release this revelation. Right away, I'll talk to you a little bit about the things that we know to lay this foundation, and then we will go into certain moments that I want to highlight and give you an opportunity to understand. Afterwards, I'm sure that some of you, it'll be even easier for you to breathe. So, my message is called Test for a License. You know, what's unique is that you receive letters, these masses of these letters, they come, great volumes of them, majority of them, there's this phrase, we want a move of God in Ukraine, we want the move of God in Uzbekistan, we want the move of God in Europe, in Kazakhstan, in Russia, come, please come, we want it. And you know what's unique? I'll say this, that why masses of these people hunger for the move of God in their countries or in their cities, but nothing happens? I'm not speaking about lazy people here. I'm speaking about the people that want and desire. They do certain, they take certain steps and nothing happens. Sometimes even they break down. And today's message again is for the people that are moving. So those that are lazy and just sitting there, they're not even going to have any fun today. Why would I talk to you about a car if you don't have it? You're not interested in it. So this message is for those that are desiring to move. They're waiting for their call and destiny. They've taken their certain steps, maybe got some spanking, taken some right steps, and decided that they want to move from the Lord. Why is this message coming out today? Do you know there are masses of called people into the ministry, but they're absolutely do not understand what happens in our lives. We don't understand. Our life is full of chaos, and to bring order can only be brought in by the Holy Spirit. And from this chaos, the first reaction that a man has towards the problem, first reaction when you encounter the spirit of the sage, he drops everything and stops. No. Oh, something happened here, a little pain there. Right away, we put on the parking brake and say, no, I've entered something that is not it. Something's wrong. You understand, the first attack goes, beloved, listen, and some people that I receive letters from constantly, you know, some people not only experience attack, oh, he lost his job. Sometimes, you know, there's such counter attack against your desire to move and revival to happen. There's such counter attack of the spirit of the sage that it hits you right there in your back, and you lay down and you're thinking, should I even get up at all now? You understand, right? Listen to it very carefully. Today we're here to give you an answer to these questions that you will not find answers anywhere. I love messages that nobody speaks, and I like to ask those questions that no one wants to answer. Oh, may the Lord bless you, brother. Why am I always on my back laying and crying? Why is it that when I leave for my call, attacks are over? Let's ask these truthful questions, church. Why is it when I go and I move and I ask, where is God? Good question, right? Let's ask radical questions. And at the end of this message, we will receive answers. I'm not asking questions so that you will not receive answers at the end. You know me. Why is it? And there's this opinion, and church is so used to the first step, the first love, first attack towards the devil, this powerful counterattack. We're sitting on our rears or laying on our backs, and the whole church, including leadership, pretend that they're doing something, but they're all laying on their backs flat. If the church would stand on their feet, we would all know about them. We all know all these churches that stand firmly. We know them. We know their leadership. We read their books. We listen to their messages. We know them. You cannot pass by these churches. Our church is also... No, your church is not a church. As soon as it'll become a church, we'll find out about it. Okay? Everything else, forget about it. Hello? A couple of people knew Jesus. As soon as you have Jesus inside of you, people that don't want to know you, they'll know you. By accident, we got your city, and that's where 50,000 of testimonies begin with, that particular phrase. It's all by accident. Look, it feels like...
And we just talk,
hallelujah, it's so good. A person that is just sitting right there for a year and a half, not moving. And we don't touch this particular message or this topic. It's forbidden. You know why we don't move? Because till this day we don't understand what is this. And while we don't deal with this, we are not going to move forward. People spent 20 years inside a church till this day, tell them to move, and they tell me, may the Lord bless you, because they've moved one, two steps, three steps, and they've received such a blow that till this day they're still struggling with it. Today's message is test for license. You gotta have a license. Today we'll talk about certain things that you know. I've talked about it and here and there. And then we'll come to these questions. Some of these people, in letters, we answer them personally, and I tell them, start the move. Right after they told me that they were waiting for a move of God in their country or city. But certain time goes by, and I no longer hear about these people until this day. I don't know anything about them. I tell them, move, and they say, we listen to your messages. Just like everybody else. We're this and that. We pray with you. You know why I stand on my feet? Because I have legal right to stand on my feet. Do you know how I received that legal right? We'll talk about this today. Some sit and say, finally. Don't worry. The answer is not going to be what you think, and that will probably shake you. Listen. I tell him to move. Do. And then there's a busy signal. They dropped the phone. Where are you? We're working with Alex. Alex, they respond to you. No. You don't hear anything about him anymore. Or from them. They just now, they just had such a letter, such a movement. We're ready. And then where are you? As if no one was even there. I know what's happening, and you know what's happening, and they know, the ones that contacted us, they know exactly what's happening. We want to come into the covenant with you. We want to become a champion. Pastor, we want a real church. Oh, you want to see the real church? Stop. You want to see true church? You know what you just said right now? Do you know what was released into you, into the spirit realm? You can't even imagine what just left your mouth. Because as soon as you said those words, it's true. Church. The SWAT team, demonic realm, that are out there to stop people like you. That's what they do. They don't do anything else 24 hours a day. All they do is destroy the move of God. And then there are special rankings, demonic rankings. And I've encountered those. They're very powerful, let me tell you. But we're not here to give that dirt some sort of honor. No, we're here to understand what the devil does and what the church is not doing. Amen? I understand what happened to these people. Why? Why there is a busy signal when there's no one there? Why is it no one's home? Leave a message. Why? No one is answering the email. Why? Because the people that wanted the true move of God, they're no longer there.
what remained is just a case or container that is surviving, that right now no longer cares about that letter, that right now in the family horrible things are happening. Already lost masses of friends, money, influence, lost maybe even part of his health as well. And right now, this person is no longer after the revival. This is a familiar story, right? So painful and true, right? You wouldn't be here if at some point in your life you told God, I want the real life. I want something started happening right there and then. And this is why we're here to talk about this thing, what started and how do you approach this and what do you do with this, how do you live. God simply spoke into my heart recently. He said, son, please tell my children and explain this thing to them. I am placed by God to explain problems like this, like a Rubik's Cube. And I'll say this. Masses of people are not moving. They can't even pass by the first attack. Not even talking about anointing here. Church does not live. It is surviving, and only the truthful can say amen to that and even listen to these messages. Because if you continue living the life as just sitting on your rear on the chair and not doing anything, you're not walking hand in hand with me. Why? Because we are living the life of war. We enjoy warfare. We are warriors, church. We're warriors. You either want to accept it or not, you're either a losing warrior or victorious, but you are a warrior. As soon as they started moving towards their goal and vision for their life, they all encountered the spirit of this realm, of this world that controls their cities and their countries. If you want to see something big and great, you cannot pass by an encounter with the spirit of this age. You cannot pass it by. It's unavoidable. Jesus didn't pass it by. You cannot avoid it. Some say, we're not from this world. Yeah, we're not from this world, but we have to operate in this world, right? We have to bind demons in this realm, in this world, to release people from demonic influences here. One legal step in this world, in this realm, you have to have legal rights that have been, that license that has been given to you by God. Satan, listen here. He has to accept you. You know why to this day he is smacking you in the face? Why? Because he did not accept you. The spirit of this age has to accept you. He accepted Christ. He accepted the disciples, and it is written in the scripture. Came up, one thing, it doesn't say that he called like a ton of people and started battling. No, it said that he departed from him for a certain time. You understand that Jesus didn't enter his call. Very, very interesting. Very important. I don't need, you say, I don't need his acceptance. I don't need his acceptance. You know, only the wisdom, people that have wisdom and that are wise know what I'm saying here. You'll say, I'm going to pray, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to go against them. You know what? I'll talk to you in a month, and you'll see where your family is, where your finances are, where you are at in a month. If you go attacking the enemy, and you have not been accepted by them as a, you know, somebody who's worthy to fight. I'm talking about myself here. Interesting, huh? Very interesting. What's going to happen now? You come next Sunday. Goodbye. I'm kidding. Where? There's such a move happening right now. Look how interesting this is. It's all good. Either want to hear it or not, all of us, we were stopped and taken out of our rankings by the spirit of the stage that controls the powers of the air. Certain things have to happen to you before you can start moving. Really, listen to it very carefully. All these people were stopped by the powers of darkness because they were moving illegally. They didn't have any legal right. You'll have to understand. Jesus and the church, they were moving hand in hand by having a complete authority and right. Don't pay attention that some of us are being, you know, spoken badly about or gossiped about. One thing is to be gossiped about or spoken evil, like bad. And the other thing is to be stopped by all of it. You know, just like with Jesus, they can speak against you, they can do things. It was impossible to stop Jesus. Disciples were impossible. You can't stop them until the time came, the hour has come for them to be finished with this world. We weren't able to kill Paul because he was legal. He was moving illegally. He had the legal right to move. Death has had no authority against him. You know what an illegal right is? I can be an American and be on the other side of the world, and no one can touch me. You understand, right? In other words, I am not from this world, but I have rights. And we will talk about these rights, these licenses. So, beloved, test for a license. Christianity, somehow, they think that they will pass by the spirit of this age. We have this illusion. Right now, I'm going to be smacking your belief systems and the things that you believe in, these stupid beliefs. We have these doctrines. I am more than a conqueror. Why are you just sitting there for 3 years now crying and moping? Oh, Christ did everything for me. I think not everything. If it was everything, you wouldn't be in this condition where you're at right now. Apparently, you desired something. Salvation, let me tell you, is free, but the move in to move, you need authority. You need protection. You need a legal right from God. Otherwise, you'll be like those sons of that high priest when they were casting out a demon out of a person. He beat them up, and they were naked outside running without their clothes. Yeah, they used the name of Jesus. Yeah. What did they do that was wrong? They did everything right. The only thing that was wrong with them, they didn't register. They don't have a license. They open up a computer. You're not in the system. You're illegal. You know why Mexicans are caught right and left here? He's mowing a lawn. $2 an hour, and all of a sudden, Border Patrol, they catch him to check the documentations. Oh, Lord, put him in a car. Illegal. In other words, you know that they're illegals. They cannot do much for God. Oh, no, you didn't get it. You know that those that are moving and bring destruction against the spirit of this age, they have a great calling upon their lives, and the whole world knows them. It's those people that the spirit of this age accepted them. He hates them, but he can't do anything about them. He has to accept their power. So here's the question. Do they accept you? Do they know you? I'm not talking about angels. Angels know all of us. I'm talking about the powers of darkness here. Can they roar against you and spit at you but not touch you? That's illegal. Hello? Well, good question, isn't it? Very good question. Tell me, Pastor, praise the Lord, because I'm thinking, I don't even know if I can get up after this, you know, punching in my face. Jesus himself was taken by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness where he attained his right to move in this world. Just like you, if you want to move in something great and big, you cannot pass by the encounter with the spirit realm. I'm not talking about that you want to send some sort of, you know, humanitarian aid or sing a song somewhere. I'm talking about people, and this message is for those people that want to, you know, cause extreme destruction to the powers of darkness that want to save someone. Have you noticed that you cannot even save one person, not even talking about influence in your nation? You don't even go to that nation, but masses are coming to Christ. I'm not talking about this influence where you say, listen to this message, who's preaching there? It's me, there's such great anointing. Please, just take it, it's free. I'm not talking about that. Because that's legal. Those are not legal things. It's just like you running over the border and say, oh, finally I'm here. Stop. You want to move in this territory, you have to be accepted by... You know, when I enter Germany, Germans place a stamp, a right to move completely in that country. I have been accepted by that government of Germany. Here's my passport. Have you ever thought going through a border without that? You'll say, I'll be back tomorrow. I promise you, I'm just going to go buy chocolate, German chocolate. I'll be back. But guys, don't you trust me? Why are you looking at me this way? So what if I don't have passports or license or anything like that? We're all children of Christ. Why are you picking on me? I told you I simply want chocolate. For one day, guys, why are you putting handcuffs on me? Have you ever tried to go through a border without a legal documentation? You know, in the spiritual world, it's the same way. Some run over the border. They're like charismatic people. We will proclaim. Yeah, you will proclaim. You'll be flat on your back with a beat-up face. Because the government has... Either they want to see you or not. They might not want to see, but they legally have to accept you. And everyone that stops me on the street, who are you? American. Here's my paperwork. Here's a stamp. He's allowed to be in this country. Goodbye. You understand the legal acceptance, legal papers, the legal paperwork, licenses. Oh, some of us say, we'll go, we'll conquer. Stop. You have to move legally. Just like here, just like in the spirit realm as well. Listen. Disciples moved together with Jesus. Remember, right? They were healing people, casting out demons, brought salvations, down many times, and wonders and miracles. As soon as Jesus left, Jesus told them, stop. Don't do anything. Have you ever asked yourself a question, why not? You know, disciples, they were moving exclusively based upon the right of Christ himself. As soon as he left, he said, guys, now you have to receive your own right, your own license. Don't move. Do not depart from Jerusalem. What do you mean, not depart? We resurrected the dead yesterday. No, guys, stop. I'm leaving. This right, this license is leaving with me. Now, beloved, shut yourself in that room and do not leave until the spirit of this world will accept you. I'm telling you, I brought you a warning. So, you know what? Some of your understandings and belief systems will be shaken. Yeah, the spirit of this world, of this realm, accept you, just like they accepted Christ, and all God's generals were accepted by the spirit of this age, of this realm, of this world. They wanted to stop it, but they couldn't. But the angels next to them said, it's all good. Look at the paperwork. It's legal. Why are you behaving the way that you are, demons? Look.
And then he said, do not depart from Jerusalem until you see the right from above. This is why they stayed in Jerusalem. This is why they were in that room. This is why they were praying for a certain amount of time. And only then, when this legal right came, they were able to come out. The right is so unique that it doesn't even ask you. It just starts working, and you're not even involved in it. Thousands of testimonies come from people that I've never laid hands upon. I never knew, maybe never will know. You know what the legal right is? It's giving the Holy Spirit the right to use your material legally. Some do not understand. Listen, this message is for the grown-ups. By having anointing, God cannot use you. You understand why?
God cannot use your material because it is illegal.
You have a talent and revelation upon you, but God cannot use you because, you know, you say, God, how am I going to carry this inside of me? How long? Until you pass the test and receive your license. And then God himself takes that city or whatever it is, and it's spread out all over the world. And for that song or that message, masses and millions are transformed and changed. Why? It's a legal right, church. Passing the test to receive your license. So quiet. Everybody's listening, huh? You're not even chewing gum. Wow. So quiet. Apparently, you're all listening. Good. So the class is receiving something. Good. Look at Paul. You know, that you're not Jesus. You're not giving these laws or, you know, rights to use certain things all over the world. The legal right is given for a certain territory, for a certain time, for a certain thing or anointing. I'll say this, if I'll start singing, you're going to run away because I don't have a legal right or talent for it. In other words, it's absurd to ask some person, you know what, I have a talent. You know what, you don't need people. Again, I tell you, you do not need people. You need a license, a spiritual license. And God himself can use your material that way. Paul wrote this. Look, interesting thing. He wrote 1 Thessalonians 2:18.
Да, мы всячески стремились прийти к вам.
Because it was our will to come to you. I meant that. I, Paul, again and again wanted to come. But Satan hindered and impeded us.
Почему?
Why?
Ответ простой.
Answer is simple. Paul didn't have a right to be there.
В других местах
in other places, the devil couldn't do anything. He couldn't even kill him. But here, it says Satan hindered who? You, Paul? Why? Because Paul didn't need to be there. He was not allowed to be there. You understand? You have to understand that Satan, he works on God's field, and without God, Satan cannot do anything. If Satan was a bad element, he would no longer be here. You didn't get it. Hold on. I'll say this. I'll say this revelation that I've shared in Portland. You have a clean house, wonderful house, wonderful bed, bedroom, wonderful kitchen. You have a toilet in that house. Toilet where there's strange liquid. Sometimes it smells strange. Sometimes you want to forget that room. But you cannot. You have to have toilet. So the kingdom of God has a toilet, and toilet is Satan.
Нет, вы не поняли. Есть сосуды.
You didn't understand. No, no. There are different containers, different vessels. Church, understand me in the correct way. I'm not talking about sharing this so you can laugh. No, it's a revelation from God. In your house, you cannot live without a toilet.
Отходы. Так вот.
Waste goes in there. So there's a place for a waste. There's a room where waste is released. So in Kingdom of God, there's everything, including a toilet. And that is Satan. It's so deep, this revelation. It's so deep to receive this revelation. You really have to understand this. So relax. He can't even move his pinky until God comes and says, I allow you to do this. Can I do it? No. Can I do it? Yes. You know, God is over it all. And you say, Satan is all over this world. You're making me laugh. Yeah, we're not from this world, of course. I'll say this, but we continue living here and serve here. So, this is why we need legal right. How do we get this license? Here it is. We're starting. Foundation has been laid. So, how do we receive legal right? It's very simple. Simple explanation. In a controlled situation, listen. In controlled situation, the spirit of this age has to give the biggest hit, and we, what we have to do is continue standing up and remain standing, no matter what it takes. Number one, let's go into explanation, whatever I just said. In a controlled situation, the devil has to give you a blow. You'll say, oh, the Lord is tempting me. No, you're tempting by that garbage that is inside of you. Hello. I'm not going to tempt you by those things that you don't desire or want. You are tempted by the things that you want. You want this. And don't pretend otherwise. We all understand this. So, God, I don't want sex. You want it. You're lying. You want it. I hate pornography. You can't live without it. Stop lying, okay? Stop lying. You love it, you want it, you just don't love the small thing that happens after it because the Holy Spirit is no longer around you. You don't feel Him and you hide from God. You love it. You cannot be tempted by the things that are not inside of you. We'll go back to that. Look. So, masses of people, by coming to God, they try to take their step towards their destiny. After the first blow in their face, like we talked about it, they get discouraged and they depart, they retreat. And they don't understand that this is the time when you are passing the test. This, and you have been placed by the Holy Spirit Himself into this moment. Listen, the Holy Spirit Himself. Certain things will happen to you. The blows will go onto you into three areas, into your soul, your spirit, and your body. You still want your call, your destiny, your anointings? You still want that? Should I continue? What? No longer I want it. I was thinking, I'll say hallelujah three times and all the demons are gone. Look.
try to take that step forward, and then when the first blow comes, they get discouraged. They don't understand that right now you're passing your test for your license, and you, by the Holy Spirit, were led into that area. Certain things will happen to you. These hits will go against your spirit, your soul, and your body. You'll be tested in all the areas, and the desires of the flesh, and the eyes will see certain things, and we're coming to the most important thing here. And right here, this is where the church is confused, and it doesn't understand what's happening. Right away, I want to confirm certain things. These testings and trials or temptations, whatever, they're not provoked by God. You have to understand that. You came up to something where you want to move, you want action, but you cannot move by having something on the inside of you. You cannot move in this area if this area inside of you, God will lose His anointing and the anointed person. I am taking baby steps. So you will not short circuit here. So, these, look, they have not been provoked by God, so they are not allowed by God so that you will pass it with an A. Look where church is confused and masses of people make a mistake that live years and years and don't understand this. We all try to remain standing and pass the test with an A, 100%, just like Jesus in the wilderness, right? You're not Jesus. Number one. I'll tell you what sort of test this is. And I, when I was a baby Christian, when the Lord just started using me years ago, I said, Lord, I will pass every test with an A. And I didn't. How many of you passed the test with an A? I might have had a B. Listen. This test is not meant for you to pass it with 100% or with an A. These moments have been allowed in your life like a test of a new model of a car that will allow the people that have created the car to see where the problems are. This has been allowed by God not to find out will there be a crack. No, it's allowed by God to see where the crack will happen. Did you get it? This test has not been created by God so that you will come out victorious. This test has been created by God to see where you will crack. You didn't get it? I'm warned you. Yes, yes. You know why this metal right here is so powerful? Because at some point in time, it went through serious testing. It was being broken and squeezed, and they found the best variation of this structure. That way you cannot bend it or break it. You understand, right? In other words, you know that when this piece of metal was, the professionals were trying to break it and applying pressure onto it, they didn't wait for it to be victorious. No, you didn't get it? They didn't wait for it not to break. They were looking and waiting to see where the crack is going to happen so that next time to add another and maybe stick here, they'd break it. Where's the crack? Add another one and let's add another here. And then they would break it, and then they just said, oh, finally, this is good. You can't break that. You understand me, right? For some of you, you'd receive freedom. Some of you, you're totally lost right now. Totally lost because you're a baby. You will not understand. You'll continue saying, I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to give in. And God says, oh, come on. I'm not going to give up. And God says, just come on. Just bend. Look, you know, these messages can only be understood by those that have a clean mind to acceptance of God and not this nonsense that religion has presented us with. You know why you're constantly failing all the tests? The point of these tests is for you to fail. And right now, some of you have spiritual constipation. I can tell it by looking at your faces. What? This is wrong. Oh, you think it's wrong? Continue battling, and I will continue telling you what's going to happen to you every day, and you'll be amazed. How do I know all of it? When, occasional time, I said, Lord, I'm not going to give up. And Lord said, Sonny, you don't understand the point of this testing. You will crack. You will. Lord, let this cup pass me by.
So, Sonny, you will crack. You don't get it. This test is not drive test. This is a test to receive a license. On a test, when you receive a license in a room, it's all in a closed room, right? Isn't it? So, because nobody sees it, how you're being broken. Are you getting it? No? Yes? This is what I want to talk to you about. This is it. My husband is a psycho. No. When a husband became a psycho, you were twice the psycho that he is. This is a test. The Lord touched him. And the Lord says, oh, no, 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 no. Touch. Lord, touch her. Oh, God looks at you. You understand. You understand these moments. And we don't understand what's happening. But as soon as you say, God, here I am. Use me. Right away. The burning coal, Isaiah, here it is, in your face, in your mouth, burning, burning. What was that? Why is it that I have a big mouth? Why is my tongue so fat? I just cleansed you, Isaiah. You wanted to be used, right? Yes. Keep on holding. I'll give you a moment to absorb all of this. Because, I'll say this, some, till this day, are not ready for this revelation. They don't understand what sort of revelation was just released. You continue being victorious, and you continue remaining in that problem. You are resisting Jacob. Let go. I'm not going to let you go. Let go. I'm not going to let you go. Until something cracked in his body. Look, are you receiving something for yourself? It's okay? Good? Good? I'm breathing. We're moving forward. Look. So, these trials are allowed by God in your life for you not to pass them. It's like what they do in the test labs to test what things are made up of, where is it going to crack, what we need to fix, where there needs to be help. Tell me truthfully, in 5 years of your testing, lab testing, are you better? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100% better. Have you noticed how you don't crack in many different situations? You no longer crack. What? Oh, well, who cares? You don't even react anymore. You're just calm. How are you so calm? Test lab was working on you, You know, God, with our stupidity, somehow leads us. We don't even understand. We think this is from God. And what it is? God is with a microscope in the lab, looking at you, saying, just give me an opportunity to break you faster, so we'll see where the crack is, and we'll fix it, and then you'll enter into your call that way. It's better for me to do it in the lab than when someone sits on this car and the tires will fall off. You understand that? They have to test everything. Everything is tested. You're sitting in the clothing that was tested. You're wearing shoes that were tested. You're on the bed. You're laying in the bed for like 2 years. Some guy was testing that thing for many, many months. Everything was tested. Everything is tested. Somewhere, at some point in time, it was tested, it was squeezed, and it was cracked, and pressure went against it, and a lot of things were broken. And what's happening, we're sitting on a perfected model. We didn't even see the prototype. And all the prototypes said, amen. Amen. Calm down. Prototype. I should have called this message prototype. So, God does not lead you into temptations. Listen, He allows so that things that are in you that are hidden would be taken out into the visible. Just like James said, you are tempted by your own flesh. In other words, I'll say this, if I'll take this particular type, take it apart, and I'll start breaking it or bending it or whatever, and anything, for instance, I'll start breaking it. I'll take this, and I will start breaking it. You know where it will crack? Where will it crack? It will crack in that place where it's the most weakest place. I'll start breaking it. I'll start breaking it. Look. You saw that it gave a crack right there. This test was not meant, oh, look how strong this box is.
Look at it.
Бог вообще тесты не делает.
God doesn't do tests like that.
Слушай внимательно.
Listen.
Там уже ездят протестированные модели.
You know, tested models are out there driving around.
Бог тесты делает в лаборатории.
God tests things in the lab. With the help of the spirit of the sage, the devil is in every single test that you're going through, because when this thing breaks somewhere, and God says, apparently, we need to make this stronger. So, what do? They bring everything back, they solder everything together, and they test it again. Until this no longer cracks and does not get into that problem anymore. You understand? Listen to me very carefully. So, some don't understand, and they say, this is demons, this is horror. No, this is a test for license. Have you seen that before people receive a license to drive, for instance, they drive for a while with an instructor. They make a ton of mistakes. So you say, I want, Lord, to drive, Lord, I want to be a driver. He says, good, here's my instructor, here's the car. You, right away, you'll make masses of mistakes, and God understands all of this. You understand that God understands everything, right? You understand that God, when he does certain things, he knows where you're going to crack. So, again, listen to me very carefully. A crack will come, things will crack, and things will come out, the things that you do not need. When something will be bent, I want to find out, God wants to find out, where is it? Something that will prevent me in the future, in my walk with God. Where is this thing that, if it's not going to be a test, Lord will let me out. Now, praise the Lord, the Lord does not let us out when we think we should be, you know, let out. You know what would happen? One sign and a wonder, and they would just, you no longer can step off a pedestal. You're not only going to crack, you're going to just make this crack eternal. Because you have to be broken and broken and broken and broken until you will not longer react to good or the bad things. We love you, Pastor. Continue loving. It doesn't matter anymore. You shouldn't have any cracks because you've been tested and tried everywhere and you have been fixed and put together. You understand? Are you soldered back together? No, no. I don't want to be tortured. So, James 1:12. Let's read this unique scripture. James 1:11. Blessed are you that go through temptation. Now you understand the scripture in a completely different light. I tell you the truth. Now you read this scripture in a completely different light. Why? Because blessed is he, the one that goes through trials and temptations. You understand me, right? Because this test will perfect you. Look. Blessed is he that goes through temptation, because when you pass through them, you will receive a reward that has been promised to you. 13. For to him who has shown no mercy, you cannot say that the Lord allowed this to happen or he is tempting you. You know what? That anger or thing is in us. That crack is in us.
We go crazy.
If it wasn't her. This is a lab. This is what they do in the lab. They allow these things to happen. And God says, here it is. This was the purpose of my test, to see where you'd crack. So that you'd know where you are tempted. You don't need to blame the person that works there. For instance, your wife that works in the lab.
You don't need to blame your wife
that she's just like that scalpel or a knife in the hands of God. She's testing you. She knows what I hate, and she continues doing it again. I tell you, crack. God is not tempting you and says, we're going to crack him. No, God just, of course, the spirit of the sage is involved in it all. We know the story of Job, but God just allows, and stuff starts happening, and the crack happens, and God says, thank you, Satan, now we will make this area stronger.
Some do not understand this and say, Lord, take her away. It's a divorce, divorce. I am leaving this work.
And that boss,
they are just showing you what you have inside of you. He irritates me. Of course he irritates you. This is a situation in the lab created this way that so we show really what's inside of us. God doesn't do that. You know what? God can do whatever he wants. So, let no one say when he is tempted, let's say this, not anyone, let no one who is tested in the lab should say, I am tempted from God. For God is incapable of being tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no one. But every person is tempted when he is drawn away, enticed and baited by his own evil desire, lust and passions that draws them in and keeps them enslaved. You see how this new translation is so wonderful. Wonderful. Listen to me.
Завлекают его и держат его в плену. Бог хочет тебя освободить. Ты говоришь, я хочу.
The Lord wants to set you free. You say, God, I want to know the heights and the depths of you. And the Lord says, come here. We'll see where you're going to crack. I don't want that. What do? As soon as the Lord takes us, starts pushing and we start cracking, we sit on the back row and say, Pastor, we bless you. 1:14. May the Lord bless you. You are victorious. Yeah, you have to go with the process and let everything crack. And then God takes all of this, heals it through the Holy Spirit. You know that God is spirit, and he works with spirit. He doesn't care that much about your body or the soul. You know, soul has desires and things like that. Just calm down. The secret is this way. Go with the process. I understood it when I didn't go with the process. God says, we'll continue doing this, honey, until you get it. We're just going to do this for a long time. 10 years? 10 years. I will break you, you'll try to resist it, and then 5 years you come back and cry. I will break you, run away, we can continue on and on and on with this. But everybody is tempted by their own desires. Evil desire is like a woman that gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's fully matured, brings forth death. Do not be misled, my beloved brethren. I like James. In other words, God does not lead you into temptation. He allows the power of darkness to apply pressure on you, and where you will have a crack, that's where God's attention should be and your attention should be. And it will crack, for sure. And all the lab workers say, Amen. It will crack. It will not crack. It will crack. We just don't see you in the lab when you're in the lab. Let's look at each and every one of us where we're in the lab. Oh, no. Lord, no. Lord, have mercy. So they'd see me in the lab, in a car, in traffic. If you'd rip off, you were able to rip off that steering wheel, you would have ripped it off. You know, we don't need a lot. Your whole world is just in traffic. That's it. You hate the husband, hate the children. You don't need much, right? Just to irritate you. Don't worry. You're in a lab. You're being tested by daddy. Daddy's looking at you. Everything's good. Don't worry. He's not going to let you go through those things that you cannot handle. God will not allow. Why does he allow? Let's answer these questions. Why is it that we always crack and lose certain things? Why? Because you don't understand that fragment. And by not understanding this, you know why church cannot move on? Because everyone wants to be clean, but to be clean, you have to go through a lab here. We have two decisions. Those that go through a lab, we know all of them, we read their books, we hear them.
They touch thousands of people in the hearts of their nations. And now the ones that don't want to go to the lab, they put on a mask, and they do everything with their own hands. In other words, he is God, the Father, he's the Mother, he's everything, all in all. But really, if you look at it, Jesus said, you know what, you're painted caskets, you're just full of dry bones. Better for me to be in the hands of God and prepare myself for my calling than to be in something illegal and get into the snares of the devil. Believe me, when you leave God's daddy's laboratory and Satan goes against you, you know what? You might no longer be alive. When Satan takes you to break you, he doesn't take you to break you and heal you. He catches you to kill you. You understand? So, Satan can work with God's allowance in the legal setting, like a lab, and he also can work with you when you left the will of God, left the will of the Father, and you will be destroyed. And some need to take a step back and say, God, I am going with this process. Beloved, believe me, when you will go through this process of dying, process of being in a lab, God's preparation, you'll do so little, but will have such a great effect. Such a great result. Or on the other hand, your whole life, you will just strive and do things, and no one will know anything about you or about your ministry, the things that you do. This is all of your influence. Nobody. So just be calm. Just give yourself in the hands of the Father. Don't worry. Sometimes Daddy places me back into the lab. And again, I go through this process. I've learned it. I look and see where I will crack. Together, we see where I'm going to crack. I don't longer cry. I'm just watching it. You understand, right? Some of you have serious cracks. Some sit there, what is this? I don't understand. Don't worry. Go with the process. One, two times, then the Holy Spirit comes and He works with you. He heals your soul wounds and other things. But when you understand this process, you give yourself up into the hands of God. You'll understand this. Just go with the process. Don't worry. The devil is not just like running like a maniac everywhere. The car that you're driving was tested by experts, and no one is thinking that it went through hundreds of tests and it had a breakage or downfall, and that perfected it. Have you seen when they test cars? You drive a car on that parking lot right there. There's a car that went sometimes not even hundreds, thousands of different tests, beginning with their electronic system and even the CD player. Everything is tested. The chairs, the seats in the car. I've seen the documentaries when they test cars. They test everything. They even smell the leather. I said, what? Experts smell the leather. They drive and drive. They even smell the car, the scent inside the car. I was shocked when I looked at the true testing and how in the lab they test cars. They don't drive leisurely. They push her through many tests. Look, the door was ripped off. Get it? So when you're saying, I want to go into my destiny, and somebody jumps into you and presses the gas pedal, and you fly quickly, and then the windows break, your wheels fall out, your roof is broken, and you're like, God, I don't want to be in my destiny. And God's like, hey, my son, wait a second, I just found out where we need to fix you. I will repeat it tomorrow as well. You know why there's so little anointed people out there? Because nobody wants to go through this. You think you're going to go around this? No. It's when God puts a stamp and gives you the rights. And God puts you in that sphere.
Just like a truck on a road is perfect for its conditions versus like a sports car. And that's how big trucks are tested. And a sports car, the car is the same. It's tested for its own purposes. So everything has its own purpose to be in their own spheres. That's why you don't want to be in the wrong place, because you're going to be destroyed. You're going to, like Jesus said, I'm only going to do what I see the Father doing. If I don't see the Father moving or doing it, I'm not going to do it, because I know the consequences. So this test is to test you to see where you're going to crack. Just remember, you are not Jesus, and obviously you're going to crack. Here's what Jesus said. Here comes the prince and ruler of this age, and he has nothing on me. From Adam we were born, and already we had curses in our DNA. Jesus, he had a body, he had a spirit and soul, and he was tested in every realm. He came out as an overcomer, same, but we were born already a failure, failed. And Jesus came as a second Adam. He overcame. He's an overcomer. We don't start with the zero, we start with a minus. So for God to bring you to zero, he has to test you so many ways and test for cracks and just different reactions that you might have to get you to zero. For our own benefit. You know, before I was in the hands of God, I didn't realize how stupid I was. I thought I was a cool guy. Until the Heavenly Father sat in my car, started testing me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look at me. Look at me. What am I supposed to do? And he's like, that's okay. It's fine. I'm going to take care of you, fix you up, weld you together. And then I look, hey, no more reaction to this or to that. Watching Tom and Jerry, living a happy life. One man asked me a question. How do you handle everything? How do you handle everything? And I told him if I could handle it all, I wouldn't be able to handle it. We cannot handle it all. It's too heavy for us as a burden. You just live. So you have to be tested to live. So most likely this is what happens. There is not in your own personal life, you suffer shortage with finances, you are let go from your work, you get fired, you used to have a car, you used to have a house, and now it's like there's no money, and it's like you never even had it. And then you look at that person, and you see he turns into this very interesting being when he gets into all those problems. And this is where typically people start lying and deceiving and just going the wrong ways just to do what, just to get money or just to, but God says, I want to test you when you have money and when you don't have money. Even if, what happens if your Mercedes is not in the garage anymore? Oh, God will test you. So, shortage of finances. You have a tragedy in your family. You know, oftentimes I notice when there's a shortage of finances, they forget about their calling. You know, they say, I'm sorry, you understand, I have family to feed.
чтобы ты неделю посидел в своих апартаментах и ничего не жрал, а послушал его.
But God wanted maybe for you to sit in your apartment for a week and maybe not eat, but have an ear open to hear what he wants to say. You could sit 40 days in that apartment and not eat.
Бензина нет, но никто не умирал еще.
You know, even if you don't have any gas, that doesn't mean that you're gonna die. You start whining, and God says, come on, I want to hear it, I want to hear it. Keep talking. You keep talking and saying, God forgot me, God doesn't love me anymore. But in the lab, there's such a process going on. Everything is cracking and there's storming. Everybody else is having a good time, but not you, no. Because you're the one in the lab. And it feels real. And then you notice, just as fast as it came, just as fast as it left, eventually, you're like, what happened to me? Oh, Lord, what the heck was that? He says, well, take a break for a week. You'll be back in the lab next week. Just give yourself into the process. And just have a smile when you can get punched in the face. Breathe easily. Who cares whether you're angry when you get punched in the face or whether you're just calm when you get punched in the face? Just go through the test. You know, David spoke to his own soul. He says, soul, don't be depressed. He addressed his own soul, David, when he went through hard times, written in Psalms. So a tragedy was had a family was in tragedy. You might have gotten a car accident. Maybe somebody stole your stereo out of your car. And then you gave up on God, gave up on church. But all these things were just part of the testing in the lab. But you don't know, what if you would have stayed in 1 week, somebody would have given you a gift, better wheels than the ones that were stolen. If I cannot have a control where I'm to be born and where, which family, so why should I control with the rest of my life? I should just allow God to take over. I was not born to get an A on all my exams. I was not born for that. But today you are better than you were a year ago. Why is that? Because of all the things you went through in the lab. And even when they try to break you, you don't break anymore. You became better. Sometimes it literally takes God 5 years when it should have taken 5 days to establish that in you. I remember my own days. When I used to whine. God doesn't get offended with your whining. He doesn't suffer unforgiveness. He doesn't suffer from unforgiveness or get offended like that. And unforgiveness is based on pride in people. God is not prideful. He doesn't get offended with you. He understands our nature. He knows where we come from. There's so many scenarios we can name today from different stories. Remember Joseph from the book of Genesis? He was backstabbed. abandoned, delivered into slavery. So God was working on him. Yes, he might have been an annoying kid, but he, you know, but he certainly did not deserve to be dropped in that hole where he was dropped in by his brothers. Then they sold him to slavery. It seemed very harsh, didn't it? But that's okay. He was in the lab being prepared for his own call and destiny. Did any of his brothers go through that test? No. Because, you know, if you're looking at someone around you, well, he's not going through that. Why should I go through that? Well, it's because he's not being tested for license. You are. He's not called by God, perhaps, but you are. But God tells you, maybe this particular person was not meant to do, you know, meant to move heaven and cause a revival or whatever. In the eyes of God, someone has to go through testing and still develop and mature and obtain license. And it's Joseph, because he did go through, you know, all those places, slavery and being in prison. And even if he cried out to God and prayed to God in that situation, God take me out, God would have never took him out, because it was for his own good that he was there. Maybe he got hit in the face and lost a few teeth, but that's a good thing. Be confident that even if you are in some kind of a test, it's allowed by God, and you can handle it. He won't never give you more than you can handle. Why do people fail this test? Because God designed it that we would fail it. Just pay attention to what you were supposed to learn through this test. That's why James. James in chapter 1, verse 2 said, "Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whether you are enveloped or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations." And here it is. Be assured and understand that the trial and providing of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. It doesn't say that it's going to pass you by, the temptation or trial. It says that it's going to hit you, but it will produce patience. Consider it wholly joyful. But let the endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play. Do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defect, lacking in nothing. And so James is referring that you will mature and that there will be no defect in you. You will be fully developed, lacking in nothing. So it is the patience will transfer you to be fully developed. Remember Job? He had so much pressure and testing, but he was able to go through it. Don't worry. Don't have an anxiety. God is in control. And God is spirit, and he is very much interested in our spirit, our human spirits, to mature it and develop it. And we're just paying the price. You want to see a powerful move of God in your nation? then buckle up, because the whole hell will come against you. But when you do go through your hell, and you will rise up and be an overcomer, get ready, because the power of God will manifest in your life, and it will most likely shock you when it happens. Amen. Let us arise. I believe that some of you received something today. And I just want mature people to understand where they're going. And some of you most likely received an answer today. And hopefully you can sleep comfortably today, even if you have a black eye. You can relax and take a break and not to worry anymore. Just relax. And you know, sometimes you can't avoid those places and those seasons in your life. You're gonna walk into that season eventually anyway. Just relax. Don't struggle anymore. Don't strive. Just give yourself into the process of God. And just say, God, I trust you. I trust my designer. I trust the one that delivers me from all unholiness. If I don't need it, I renounce those things so that I can move forward. So today, church, I just want to comfort you and just encourage you to relax, knowing that God is in control. And even if you get hit hard, you receive pressure in your life, just go through it. I'm just really quietly going to go through my testing. I received the call of God upon my life, the call to be a champion. Champions are born in the fire. They're born out of very, very stressful situations. God, I agree. Lord, I agree. I go into your lab. I agree. I go into your lab. I give my life to you, that you would do something, that you would do something through me. I am yours. God, I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. Take me. Take me. Take me. Establish me. I am yours. Tell him, I agree with you. I agree to become a champion. I walk towards you. Test me, God. And check to make sure that I'm on the right path. I'm yours. I am yours. Even if Satan hits me really hard, I'm going to continue to rise up, because I am God's. And I walk before God. I live for God. I live for God. Make us into your own generation, into your own champions. I am yours. I am yours. Amen. Give him glory.